Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. A delight to have you here. This podcast is all about giving you the tools to be comfortable being seen in all sorts of ways, whether it's your opinions, whether it's the way you look on camera, the way you sound, all these things about you that get amplified whenever you step in front of a camera. So I started this podcast because I knew that this work I was doing was more than... It was bigger than me. It's more than just taking photos. This work is truly about giving amplification to those stories that we usually don't hear a lot about. And I didn't see myself represented very often growing up. Racially, I did, being a white woman-looking person. But when it comes to my ethnicity and even my culture, even when I would see things about Colombians, it was so narrow. Like, it was always about drugs. It was always about how poor the country is and underdeveloped. And I'm sure that may be true to a degree. At the same time, there's so many areas of the United States that are also underdeveloped and have lower education. And like, this country also has its own set of issues. But I noticed that the way that they brand themselves is quite different. And so growing up, I felt like, I'm like, this is not, like, even when I would see people talk about Latinos or Colombian people, women, or speaking Spanish, especially myself growing up in Salt Lake City, Utah, which is a very, like, you're, as a Latina, I was just like a minority, we're a minority as it is in general. In this country. And then when you're in Salt Lake, there's like a total of 5 Colombians that I grew up knowing. So all that to say is that I didn't really identify a lot with mainstream society. And anyway, it's been a big part of my identity, which is why it all led to me starting my brand. I have always been very creative, but I knew that my brand was more than just cool photos. It was more than like just the fun of artistry. It's truly about just telling stories in the way that we want them to be told, in a way that's more authentic to us, in a way that's nuanced. Like, even if you don't relate to me to being from a different country, but just about, for instance, like the experience of motherhood and how that can look different for you. Or maybe the experience of being a working parent, and maybe there's a misunderstanding there that people have. Or maybe there is, I have a client right now that they do ice plunges, and I'm so intrigued by their story and how they even came into this line of work, because when it comes to cold plunges, all I've seen is men, very athletic looking men, persevering through the challenges of sitting in an ice bath. And then this client has a whole different perspective on them for themselves. One of the things they said to me was, I want to relieve suffering. And I was so captivated by that. And to me is, you know, that's a very interesting perspective. And this client is a woman, and they're also a queer person, and I'm just so intrigued by what they have to say about this. And anyways, this is why I started my work in the first place, and I hope that my client is okay with me mentioning that, and I hope that they're okay with me referring to them as a queer person. I know there's different terminology that people like to use to identify themselves, so if I got it wrong, I apologize ahead of time. Just wanted to get that out the way. Anyways, this is why I started my work. It was about just giving visibility to all those sides of ourselves that is really what is interesting about us. But it's so normalized to us. And really, that's what branding is overall. You know, like regardless of who you hire, that's really like you want to find that no matter whether you hire me or another photographer or videographer, just tap into that version of yourself. So that being said, today's topic is also going to be about how I'm so inspired by Beyoncé and what we can learn from her coming out with a country album, what that has meant, just like all the waves that she has made and how I'm blown away even still. It's been a few weeks. Today's April 9th and she released it, just almost 10 days ago on the 31st or the 29th, I think, of March. And I'm just so fascinated by like all the thought that went into this piece of work. And I'm talking the artists that she brought under her and how they were carefully selected so that they would be the perfect fit for this album. I'm thinking of the order in which she put these tracks together so that they tell a more well-rounded story. The way she's teaching us a history lesson. For instance, I didn't even know about the Little Rock Nine. I didn't know that. It's sad to me that that's such an important part of our history, and I didn't know that. And because of Beyoncé, I was able to learn more about the Little Rock Nine. And I'm also fascinated by the women or people that during those times, they still got, like, persevered through racism and prejudice immensely. And how, like, they just managed to thrive in that. Like, that to me is so fascinating because even now myself, I still find myself being challenged by the work that I do or constantly being misunderstood that people think I'm just trying to be difficult when I talk about Palestine or my care for wanting a more equal world or talking about racism and et cetera. I'm really just, there's just so much to learn from these people that set roots for our world and our society as a whole to move forward. All of that because of Beyoncé. And I'm also just so impressed with the intentionality that went into the wardrobe. Like when I look at her photo shoots, they are retouched, just perfect. They're not lit up too heavy or too dark. The accessories that she's wearing, the wardrobe, the location, the variety that she's giving us with her marketing and all the different photo shoots. I'm blown away. When you go to her website, everything is decked out with her shoots, with her different looks, with like everything being on brand for this new chapter of promoting this album. And even the way she carries herself. The way she carries herself, I saw that she received an award. I think it was like the Music iHeartRadio, I think. If I'm wrong, then I probably am, whatever. But it was like iHeartRadio, and she's like with, I forgot the artist that she was with. I forgot the name, but he is Stevie Wonder, I believe. She was with Stevie Wonder and they are receiving, or she's receiving an award for innovator artist or something like that. And even the way, like her tonality and the way she speaks is so deep and mature. And even though she's like disrupting, it's almost like she channels the aggression, like the boldness of her work. She channels that, like she doesn't hide that, she channels it, but it's through her music. And I bring that up because part of the human experience is also to have a very intense, bold side to us. And I noticed Beyoncé, just she has this energy about being so loving and so collected, But it's not that she's drowning out that angry side that we all have or that intense side of her. It's just channeled through her music. And it's so incredible and beautiful to see. And it's also even I'm learning it through my line of work and ways that I can refine just what it means to be a human on this planet where you are so sensitive and you're aware of all these things and you care so much, yet you don't want to be a sloppy mess and projecting onto everybody, and learning how to contain all the different energetics and feelings that happen in the human experience. And I think Beyoncé can teach us a lot about that. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to also learn from Beyoncé is about all the intentionality that goes into her work. I remember once she said how she's like, people don't come out with albums anymore. They come out with singles. And then they're just artists that are like coming out with singles. And it just has me thinking about how that even goes into our line of work, that sometimes we're just aiming for virality. And we're just aiming for, like, we're not creating full pieces of work. And then the way that I relate it to your business or your brand is people say so much, like, you can create content now and you can create it with your phone and, like, just get it over with and just keep moving forward. And I do think that to a degree, yes, we do want to keep moving forward and we don't want to get stuck and be a perfectionist. And that's true. What's also true is, like, take time to be intentional about how are people experiencing you at every touch point when they come in contact with you? Meaning, when you go out and see people in the street or at an event, how are you carrying yourself? Are you being a person that's staying true to the things that you preach online? How is your tonality? How is your body language? And other things are, I know a lot of people say, like, oh, you can make money nowadays and you don't even need a website. And yeah, technically you can. But at the same time, it's like, what kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be the person that gives people a body of work where when they come into your world, they can get lost in it? It's almost like, wow, I can look to this person here. I can look into this person there. I can enjoy them in this way. And it's like a gradual understanding of who you are, where you're allowing people to get more in touch with you. Or are you just like, hurry up next, getting ready for the sale? And I bring this up too because there's a lot of service providers or even business coaches out there that talk about how they let go of the aesthetic and how it's about just like the energy. I think of Gen Z culture that's so blunt and it's so scrappy and it's just TikTok and it's relatable and just because that's the most popular doesn't mean that that's what all of humanity wants. And it's also to say that Gen Z is not the entire market. Like, Gen Z is not the entire users on the internet. Millennials now form a big chunk of the people that grew up on the internet, and millennials were also getting older. And it reminds me of Adele saying, who's making music for the people of my generation? I'm going to make music for the people of my generation. It's more mature. It's not meant to be a radio hit, even though she's on the radio. But it's not meant to be some catchy, boppy song all the time. It's also meant to be like this soulful and big-hearted, like this just body of work that is meant to last decades. And I believe that your brand is the same way. Are you creating a brand that is meant to last decades? Are you creating a body of work with what you're doing for it to be a stable place where people can hang out for a while? And this goes into your online presence. This goes into your photo shoots, into the intention you give to your photo shoots. This goes into maybe you have a podcast. This goes into maybe you have live events. This goes into even a website. This goes into hiring help in general for you to have a more well-rounded brand where you're not just creating content that's getting eyeballs and then there's like nothing else to consume because the work is so shallow. It's just so focused on getting followers but not focused on deepening your connection with people. And what I was saying earlier with millennials getting older means that we're becoming wiser. We are craving more depth. People are starting to build families. We are not wanting the instant gratification anymore. There's more, like we crave more depth and more substance. And even I myself, like maybe even speaking for myself, I crave more depth and more substance out of the people that I'm working with and even out of myself. And depth and substance is also what's going to help you make thousands of dollars in the online world. Because brands that have substance, meaning that they put thought into what they're saying, those are the brands that easily stand out because they are specific. And those are the brands that have taken the time to understand who their ideal customers are in order to deliver to them in a very in-depth way. And again, Beyoncé is a great example of that, where she understands her community. And really, she understands is the, obviously, the Black experience. And that is like the forefront. That is who she is delivering to in a deep and profound way. And it's demonstrated through how she's given all of us a history lesson, how she has put more Black country artists on the limelight for us to know and get to know better. Like, there's so much thought and intention when it comes to it. Or even, I'm sure, even the people that she hires for her photo shoots. Like, literally so much intention. I, like, could go on and on with how much intention Beyoncé has put into it. And I'm sharing this with you also because even with myself, I have been going through changes in my business. I recently announced that my pricing was doubling. This isn't something that I've seen other service providers do. Usually people just raise their prices by themselves. They don't really announce it. But I purposely, intentionally was transparent about raising my prices. And I gave myself a whole month to let people know because I just know how, like, the emotion or the sensation that it feels when there's a big price change that's happening. I know to some people, big numbers are not a big deal. They're like, whatever, just tell me the price, I'll pay whatever. But I also understand that to some people, it is some effort. It is significant to kind of be shocked with, like, oh, it's how much? And I don't like to shock people with prices. I don't like doing that, which is why I have my prices on my website, which is why I have prices on or like announced that I was raising my prices. I was very, very transparent about that because I don't want there to be a shock. I want there to be transparency with what the expectations are. And then once we get on a call, we can talk further. But I wholeheartedly believe for my well-being too, being a sensitive entrepreneur to get my nervous system on board, I really took my time practicing what it would be like to start charging more. And now that I've officially raised my prices, it actually feels really good. Because I practiced it for a whole month, I don't feel weird sensations about it. I don't feel unworthiness with it. I feel like, no, I prepared for a while, by building demand to do this, and B, by actually getting my nervous system on board so that when I say the price, it doesn't feel like, who am I to even name this price? And maybe to the outside person, it doesn't seem that big of a deal for my prices to change. But on the receiving end, as the CEO of my company, it's extremely important for me to have a calm feeling and a vibrational match to what I'm charging. So as I've been raising my prices, I've been thinking deeply about what does it mean now in this new chapter of business when I raise my prices? Like, what does that look for my client experience? What does that look like for the services that I'm offering? And one of the things that Kat, my business coach, told me, it was very brief and casual, but she said, focus more on your creativity and really start asking yourself questions of like, who are you? Who are you at just charging more? Who are you when you're charging 6K, whatever? Like, who is that identity that you are being? And I didn't have an answer right away. This is something that I've had to ponder on for a whole month. And what I love about the coaching, at least that I'm part of, is that there are some simple questions that don't have simple answers. There are answers that require me to really think about them, meditate over them, journal about them, experience them for like 2 weeks. And that was one of those questions that it's honestly been like a whole month or maybe longer from when she asked me that question. And now I feel like I've gotten some answers and I'm going to share them with you. I've been thinking about just my work and how raising my prices or even maturing as an entrepreneur means owning who I am more and more. Like, I thought I was pretty integrated with who I was a few months ago or 6 months ago, but now I'm realizing, oh no, there is a whole new level of integrating and really loving and seeing the value that there is in me being the way that I am. But not the value that there is in just for me, like what's in it for me as an entrepreneur, but what is the value that is in it for other people. And one of those values is just the compassionate care. It's the softness part about me. For so long in my life, I've always been given a hard time by whether it's my family members, romantic partnerships, even some friendships. I have been told so countless times, you are so sensitive. You are taking things way too serious. It's almost like you're too introspective. You're too deep. You care too much. You are too emotional. I just hear my mom's words saying, oh, you're just complicating your life. Like, you are just, and I've always heard that for so long. I've heard how my depth is a problem because other people can't understand it. And because I have felt that my depth is a problem, maybe not as much anymore, but I still sometimes hide that part of myself, or maybe I don't hide it, but I just don't market or like I'm bold about why I believe that that's good for the world. And the reason why is because I felt intimidated too about my softness, because I'm also surrounded by other entrepreneurs that do similar work that I do, but they're more strategy driven. They're more of like that tough love, that straight shooter energy. And to me, hearing that is just so, it is such a turnoff when I hear the terms tough love. I just don't like it at all. I wholeheartedly believe that you can deliver the medicine to people and you don't have to do it in a way that's cruel, that's just gonna shatter that person's nervous system to a point that they're gonna disassociate or they're just gonna crumble in front of you because you just needed to be the coach. And I see that a lot in some of the spaces that I find myself in, the tough love thing, as if like that is the only route. And so because I've been surrounded by all these people that make way more money than I do, I felt very intimidated to hone in on my perspective of actually, no, I don't think you need to be cruel to help people. And I think you can be compassionate. And I think in the context and how you deliver a message, it can do either a lot of harm or it could actually really help people out. And I just don't believe that you need to be hard and intense. I've talked about this in my previous podcast. But by the way, if you hear my dog snoring, that's what's happening in the backdrop. Anyways. But to me, as I've been thinking about who am I in this chapter of business where I've raised my prices and my life is also changing, my identity as an entrepreneur is changing, who am I? And who I am is a person that owns my softness and is a person that my softness is not just a thing that's good for me. It's a thing that is good for all of humanity. I believe that when you take the time to be patient with people, meet people where they're at, and when you take the time to be conscious in the way that you speak to other people, in a way that's compassionate, yet honest, yet trauma-informed, I believe that when you communicate with people in that way, you can still be firm. It doesn't mean that you gotta be a pushover, but I believe that you can still help people out, even when, I mean, without having to be cutthroat and harsh and rude. And I really had to sit with that. One of the things that also came through for me was how I've been self-abandoning a little bit in my business. And the way that shows up is, so again, I live by myself. I work for myself. I'm just at home all the time. Home is also like my sanctuary. I love being home. Home is like my nest. I also love having a lot of spaciousness in my business, in my life. And lately, I've been feeling like I need to be more social. But some of the things that when I think about how can I go be more social, I just think of there's networking events. But sometimes I feel fatigued with just networking events all the time because it's all just business related and I want to have a life outside of what my business is, because I also think it's healthy for my business to have some space and some separation between me and the work that I do. And so there's that. And then I also think, well, there's fitness classes. And in Arizona, it's very common to have cycle bars or cycling studios. And sometimes I think, well, I could go to an exercise class, or they do like dance classes or yoga classes. And I've been pushing myself to go to them, but I've come to realize that I don't enjoy going there because I still experience feeling lonely in a room full of people, because the classes are meant for you to exercise with other people, but there isn't like a social aspect to it. And I still end up feeling lonely. And then it just adds to my social anxiety of talking to people. And it just hasn't been productive for me lately. There are times in my life where I do enjoy classes, but as of lately, I haven't really enjoyed fitness classes, dance classes, or it also just feels like just too much for my nervous system in this time of my life, when really what I'm craving is a conversation with depth and a conversation with people who know how to listen and know how to ask questions and know how to connect truly in a calm way. And that's really what I'm craving. And so this morning, I was in my meditation and I was still thinking about that identity of like, who am I as I'm growing in my personal life? Who am I as I'm growing in my business? Like, who am I? And the truth is, I am more myself, and that means that I get to own that I'm in a place in my life where I crave soft and gentle energy. And I'm also in a place in my life where I don't really crave going to dance classes and being all hype. I mean, I love the hype of dance classes. Don't get me wrong. There's a time and a place where like I live for that shit. But in this time of my life, I realize that I'm not cut out for that right now. I'm like, I'm too sensitive where I crave more of a conversation. And as I was in the meditation, what I heard the voice telling me was, you know what, don't force yourself to be something that you don't, that you're not, or that you don't feel inspired to right now. Don't force yourself to be hype woman that knows how to dance and knows how to move and knows how to be all bold. And don't force yourself to be that way. And sometimes I feel an expectation that I need to be hype like that, because people that are hype are super popular. Like some of my other friends, that they just have all these people around them, and I love that for them. But I'm also not a person that's hype all the time, and I just had to like give myself grace and tell myself that me getting to the next level of my life means that I get to own how introspective I am. I get to own my softness. I get to own my sensitivity. And like, don't go to intense dance classes if you don't want to. And that's not the only way to be social. Just because it's popular and you get to meet a ton of people, yeah, but it in all reality for me, it's been fun and I get to see and meet people, but it's also not a place for me to have depth because the vibe is so hype and everyone just kind of leaves after. It's not a place where I go to have depth with other people. And I had to be honest with myself about that. And I hope that this inspires you to be honest with yourself and own what your inner child actually needs. Maybe your inner child does need more hype up, more intensity. It needs more, or we can translate this to your business. Maybe your business does need for you to shake it up and be more transactional and get things moving more and less intentional. But maybe your business needs, at least with me, it just needs more calm, more connection, more depth, more softness, more intentionality. And don't make it a problem. I think I was making it a problem. I was self-abandoning in the sense that I was putting this expectation of myself that I just needed to have the energy to go to these dance classes. Because if I don't go to these dance classes, then I'm not going to make any friends. And today, my higher self was just telling me, no, don't. If you don't want to go to those, if you don't feel like your heart, your cup is filled when you go to those classes in this time of your life, then don't go. And don't make it a problem either. And so all of this is combining into what this next chapter of business looks like. There are levels to owning who you are. And so I'm curious what comes up for you is, what does it look like for you to own who you really are and be unapologetic about that? Because there's going to be even a higher level in a few months or in a few weeks, and then a higher level, and then a higher level, and then a higher level. And anyways, once I realized all of this, I had a good cry session about it, about the self-abandonment that's been happening when all that I know God or the higher powers is asking out of me is just for me to stay true to my mission. Just the way that Beyonce stays true to her mission and stays true to what she's doing, and how it's not about leading with a genre. It's not about leading with, like, at least with me, with just being a photographer and a videographer, it's about leading with a mission and with an intention, and that's going to be felt on the receiving end. And that's what even what Beyonce teaches us. Like, she's not leading with, I'm the next country artist. She's leading with, no, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission, and country happens to be part of it, but it's not about country music. It's about a mission to uplift my community, uplift myself. It's like her work is bigger than her, and it is felt deeply. And as I wrap up this podcast, I want you to really ask yourself, are you doing your work and leading with a mission because this work is bigger than you and it's your purpose? Or are you doing it because it's just the trendy thing to do and everybody else is doing it? And you know what? And even if you said the latter, I don't really blame you, because I do think that there's a time and a place to be in connection with what's relevant in society. You don't want to just be stuck in your ways. But it's like a dance between knowing when to step out of the hype, the shallow, the virality part of our lives, and when it's time to drop into the depth, into the intentionality, into the softness. And just take inventory of your life and your business to see how that is going. Now, if you're resonating with any of the work that I'm doing, I do want to invite you to work with me. I am booking May. in June, and we can talk more about what kind of work we can create for your brand to make it as intentional as ever. And other than that, if you resonate with this work, please share it on socials. It helps me out so much. And I also want this to help another entrepreneur that is a conscious, sensitive entrepreneur. I really want someone else out there to know that you don't have to be a hard ass to be in business. You can be you, your soft, gentle self, you, and you can make massive impact by you staying true to you. All right, thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode.